Here we go. Welcome to the Skullcast. The two brothers. I have no clue why I decided to channel Dak Prescott. He's not that even
Dak
someone.
Dak Prescott I've... talk.
Yeah, that's his. Here we go. What do you call it? His
cadence. Yeah.
As a quarterback. Welcome to the Skullcast. This is Asher and Christopher Whitmer. We are two brothers who enjoy rehashing and anticipating and talking about football, and we're particularly interested in how the Vikings turn out to be. We want to see them accomplish multiple Super Bowls in our lifetime, if possible. That's why we're not just jumping on the bandwagon of Carson Wentz. It'll lead us to a Super Bowl, great one, but we really want to see KOC be able to develop McCarthy into a franchise QB that can lead to multiple Super Bowls. If you missed we rehashed the Vikings Week 3 game blowout against the Bengals. That was two episodes ago. In our last episode, we rehashed several games. We did leave some out. In fact, we didn't even talk about the Vikings Falcons Panthers or the Bucks Jets. We enjoy watching Baker Mayfield play. There is a bunch of good games we did leave out. We apologize. We do not regret that, though, because we are really trying to keep these episodes under an hour. Last year, they were always over an hour. In this episode, we are strictly making our picks for Week 3, and I just realized that I have some things changed around here real quick in the order of my slideshow, because at the end of today's episode, we are going to pick our Super Bowl winners for the 2025-2026 NFL season. So stay tuned. Before we get there, though, we're going to go through week four. We're going to go through week four. Before we get going on that, we're going to look at the results of week three. So let me share my screen here, and I will show you. Last year, I beat Christopher fairly reasonably in the season picks, but it's not getting off to a very good start so far this year. Christopher is up three games on me after both of us had sadder. You went 10-6 in week three. I went 9-7.
Yeah.
So it's not like your week was kind of like you might be able to make the playoff kind of week, and mine was probably not going to make the playoffs kind of week. Here on the season, I am 32-16. You are 35-13, holding down the lead with the Vikings gold. For week four, we have the Seahawks at the Cardinals opening up tomorrow. Well, at the time of this recording tomorrow night, this is going to come out probably just a couple of hours before the game. So we believe that Sam Darnold and the Seahawks are going to go into Arizona. The last time Sam Darnold was in this stadium, he looked like he was seeing ghosts. It wasn't the Cardinals he was playing. He was playing the Rams in the wild card playoff round.
That's right,
as the Rams were in the middle of their fire. They had to transition that game out to the Cardinals. So yeah, we think he'll be able to go in there against the Cardinals and do business and win.
Get it done.
Then the next game is the Vikings at the Steelers in Ireland. Here in Colorado, that's going to be a 7:30 a.m. game. That would be, 9:30 for you guys back east if you're actually in Minnesota, because Christopher and I are not in Minnesota. That's an 8:30 game. We feel pretty confident about the Vikings. Why do we feel confident about the Vikings? They blew out the Bengals team, but they're bad. The Steelers are a lot better team.
The Steelers are a better team. I don't think that they're a remarkable team. I think particularly with that with our pass rush and all of our blitzing, I think we have a really good opportunity to mess with an old aging Aaron Rodgers. And last year we confuddled him pretty well. So it'll be really interesting to see how he does against us. I'm guessing he'll be looking for Van Ginkle, who six picked him last year, and he probably won't throw a six I don't know, a sixth. He pick probably sixth. Won't throw a sixth. Yeah, he picks sixth. He probably won't throw a pick six to Van Ginkle again, but that may open up opportunities for other people to wreak havoc.
Like that cornerback.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Isaiah Rodgers.
No, I agree with you. So Rodgers was picked again against the Patriots. So far, through three games, the Steelers gave up over 30 points to each of their opponents in the first two games. And then they're against the Patriots, which the Patriots are an up-and-coming team. There's potential there with Drake May, but they don't have all the pieces yet. They held them to 14 points. Rodgers still had an interception in that game. And I agree. I think the style of play that our defense is fast, quick, I think we'll be able to get Rodgers off balance. Maybe not a pick six, but I think we'll turn the ball over several times. And I'm confident that the offense will be able to sustain, especially with Darisaw back, to be able to slow down.
Yeah.
I always get him mixed up. Is it TJ Watt that's in Pittsburgh? So, yeah, I think last week I was skeptical with how things were feeling. Now seeing what happened, like if they could play half the game they played against the Bengals, and I think it probably will be, they're not going to put up 40 points on the Steelers, but I am more confident in holding the Steelers to 20, 24, and being able to get 27, 30 against them, and I think the Vikings will win. Commanders at Falcons. The Falcons were just shut out 30-0 by a team that really hadn't necessarily done a whole lot. Some people have had the Panthers as a potential playoff team going into the season, but through the first 2 weeks, they didn't necessarily look that good. Why do you think the Falcons are going to bounce back when the Commanders looked pretty good last week?
They did. I'm kind of regretting my pick right now. I was picking with my nephews last night, and I think somehow
blame the nephews.
They may have talked me into it. Is Jaden Daniels back? When does he get back?
I was thinking he's out for a few weeks, but
I think that's the main reason I was thinking is like I think the Falcons will bounce back.
It is currently uncertain for week four.
Okay. And I don't know. I don't think Mariota is going to do. I don't think he's going to dominate. Who were they playing?
Did they play the Raiders?
Yeah,
they played the Raiders. 41-24.
If it kind of depends. If Jaden Daniels is back, the Commanders will probably win. I'm going to bank on him not being back, and I'm going to say that the Falcons get the better of Marcus Mariota.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was interesting to. So the Panthers played the Jaguars in week one, and I think the Jaguars have a better defense than we may have given them credit for. At least if fantasy points say anything, they're currently in third place, I believe, in as a defensive unit in fantasy points. The Panthers played the Cardinals close in week two, 22-27, and then they trounced the Falcons. I do believe the Falcons got caught after coming off a high.
Yeah.
And they, for all practical purposes, blew out the Vikings 22-6. And so the Falcons aren't that bad, but I'm also not convinced that they're as good, because I mean, truthfully, Penix didn't necessarily look that good in the game against the Vikings. That was primarily a Bijan Robinson performance.
Yeah, the Vikings held them down for a while.
Yeah, it wasn't until the final 7-8 minutes of the game that they got a touchdown as well. It's interesting. John Parker Romo hit. He was 4-for-4 for the Vikings last year, and he comes in his first game with the Falcons, goes 5-for-5, and then they cut Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why they did that.
I don't know either. And then Parker goes 0-for-2.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's been a solid kicker. Yeah.
That was strange.
So I could see this. I could see the Falcons taking this one. I could also see the Commanders taking this one. Yeah. I typically go with the home team when it seems like they're close, but I don't know. I have a little bit of a vendetta against the Falcons
from last week.
Like them. No, not. I just think they're an organization that like isn't serious.
Yeah.
Like, they're not.
Yeah.
They're making decisions that just don't make sense long term. And maybe I'm going to be totally wrong. But the Chargers at the Giants. Any chance the Giants pull off this win?
We unlikely don't think so. With Jackson Dart. Yeah.
Jackson Dart making his first appearance and the Chargers probably looking like the most consistent team so far in the NFL. Obviously, they kind of carry this similar monkey on their back that the Vikings do. Like, well, they can look great in the season, but what happens when the playoffs come? But so far, they're looking really good. Titans at Texans. Texans are 0-3. Texans are an intriguing team to me because I don't think they're as bad as their record looks. And they have a really good defense. You could question, is CJ Stroud, like, what is CJ Stroud doing? Because they haven't done much offensively. But hear me out on this. I genuinely think the Jaguars defense is better than we've given them credit for. They lost 10-17 to the Jaguars. Almost beat the Bucks. It was 20-19. In fact, they had it won there for a while. And then the Bucks came back and finished it off. And then the first one was a close. They played the Rams really close, holding them to 14 points, but they only got 9. The Rams, the Bucks, and the Jaguars, I think, all have top 10 defenses in the league. Now, obviously, we are early in the season. Maybe the rest of the season will prove me wrong, but I if I'm a Texans fan, I'm not giving up on things yet. However, they do, and we knew this would come. They have Robinson and Ingram on their O-line, both of which the Vikings had last year. Their O-line does not look good. Like, that is the Achilles heel of that team. And I mean, if they had wanted some advice, they could have. My number is 626. You know, so on and so forth. I could have told you that those guys were not going to solve your O-line issues. Although I did see something floating around. Was it after week one? Like, Ingram had one of the highest PFF ratings But through three games, like, that's their Achilles heel. I think that's their big issue. Yeah. I think they'll be able to beat the Titans, but I'm also not sure that anybody should give up on them quite yet because they have a really good defense. And CJ Stroud is good. He just doesn't have a good old one. Eagles versus Bucks. You're floating. You floated this in our last episode, and I'm going to give it away. You're floating this as the NFC Championship game this year.
Yes.
Why do you say that? And why do you think the Eagles are going to get a road win here?
I think the Eagles are a very good team, and unless things fall apart, should be able to reach the NFC Championship again. I don't know why they couldn't. Now, we've seen things fall apart on that team before, and so the Buccaneers are super scrappy. I really like Baker Mayfield. He's really gritty. They haven't played a ton of like high quality teams yet, and so. I mean, they're three games into the season, but this will be super telling as far as like, do they have what it takes? I think it'd be a fun game. I think this will be a fun game.
Yeah.
I think it'd be
so fun. Do you realize that I think the Bucks were the last team to beat the Eagles. Let me double check this.
I think you're right. Yeah.
They beat him last year.
Yeah.
And I think the Bucks, like, so there's a few things. I think the Bucks very likely have the best wide receiver core in the whole NFL.
Yes.
Not sure if Godwin's back yet. Is he?
He's coming back. What's his name? Got injured last week. So I don't know. I don't know that they'll win this game or how competitive they will be, but.
Yeah, that's true. Did their other the rookie?
No, the rookie's still, there.
Evans,
Mike Evans got injured. Evans. He'll be out for a couple weeks. Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Godwin's coming back.
So actually, the Commanders beat the Eagles on December 22.
Oh, that's right.
I forgot about that. The later one, but yeah, the Bucks beat them last year, 33-16. That was. In week 4. Oh, they're playing week 4 again. Wow, this is just such a coincidence. They're playing week four after they played week four last year. And do you know, last week in week three, the Eagles were in this exact spot on my grid here as we're making the picks.
That's really funny.
Such a fun coincidence. I'm kidding. I mean, it is. It means absolutely nothing. I think the Bucks, like personally, now I did not realize Evans was out. I obviously hadn't tracked with the Bucks very well, but I do think the Bucks could get the Eagles. I think the Bucks are a little bit more put together than, hey, JoJo. Hey, good to see you. You're gonna help us pick our week four picks. So of all the teams, like I thought the Rams could potentially get the Eagles and they almost did. But I think the Bucks could as well, and the Bucks did last year. However, the Eagles are at the stage for me where it's you don't pick against them right now until they've proven that they're falling apart. Like they're just winning games. Even though it may not look great, they're winning games, and that's the sign of a championship team. Panthers, Patriots, you think the Patriots will get them. I think the Patriots will get them. This is kind of one of those, I think they're similar teams, and I tend to go with the home team unless it's the Falcons. Did you have anything more to add on that?
No, but I don't really think about home teams. I should start paying attention to who's the home team.
Really? You just make your picks? Well, so far you're winning this season. So,
so maybe
your way is better. We think the Bills, what do you think? Do they put up 50 points?
Would that be the Lions put up a 50 burger this year, I guess. Yeah, they'll probably stop
Chicago 52-41. Yeah. Browns versus Lions. Now the Browns got the Packers last week. It was in Cleveland, and the Packers exposed some of the flaws, particularly around Love. And if you put pressure on Love, he gets careless with the ball. Why do we think? Well, I'll just say why I think the Lions will get. Goff does really, really good against blitzes, and they have several different packages that they can throw out there, both in passing and run game against the blitz. However, I do think this could potentially say more if indeed the Lions win. In my mind, they almost become the favorite to win the NFC North, as opposed to I had the Packers winning the NFC North. But yeah, do you have any more thoughts on
the Packers? I mean, the Lions would certainly have a tiebreaker already. Did the Packers play the Lions?
Well, yeah, the Packers beat them. The head to head, the Packers have the tiebreaker.
They would have that tiebreaker. Yeah. I mean, Lions are probably going to win. I'd be super happy if they don't. I can see what you're saying as far as like if the Lions pull it out. I mean, if the Lions stomp them, then I would say we're right back. The Lions are right back, and we should basically think of them the way that we thought of them last year.
Yeah, maybe the Browns will prove that defense is not obsolete anymore, and you can win elite teams by just having a really good defense. I don't know. You have 49ers beating the Jaguars, even though the 49ers really haven't done much yet. What compelled you to have the 49ers beat the Jaguars? I will say this.
Go for it.
You go ahead and explain, and then I'll give you my stat.
Well, And you made a good argument for maybe why we should believe in the Jaguars more than we do. I don't yet. And so I think it's more that I believe in Shanahan and his ability to, I mean, Mac Jones looked good. Like they can win.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fair. But I think there is a good chance.
Nick Bosa is out for the year, so their defense might not be great.
Yeah. Nick Bosa's out. I question whether Mac Jones is sustainable, but maybe he is. Maybe he's going to have a resurgence with them. I think the Jaguars' defense is really good, pretty good. And I think that Trevor Lawrence will pilot the ship. I'm also a little bit, I got to differentiate from you somewhere if I'm going to gain ground on you. And so I'm trying to choose wisely
where you do that. Games.
might be the upset.
You should go for the Browns, Asher. You almost wanted to.
Well, I don't feel, I don't have that quite premonition with the Browns Lions as I did with the. If this was played in Cleveland, I might be, because that was a big piece. But sure, Lions, yeah. Lions have a home advantage when it comes to their fan base and so forth. I'm not sure.
For sure.
Colts and at Rams. Now this is, we briefly touched on it in our last episode, but this is going to be the toughest defense the Colts have faced yet. And yeah, we think they're going to lose. Even yeah, though, oh, I forgot my stat the random stat is twice before the 49ers have gone 3-0 to start a season, and both times they ended up in the Super Bowl. So
yeah,
49ers fans, even though like they quite frankly don't look like a Super Bowl team to me at this point,
right,
49ers fans are clinging on to that hey, they're going to go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Colts Rams. Now you have Danny Dimes, who has averaged 31 points over his first three games. Not even Peyton Manning did that. Why do we think the Rams are going to get the Colts here in Los Angeles?
I think the Rams are proving to show that they are still good. Matthew Stafford's back. Seems like it's doing fine.
And I'm pulling up pictures for Joe to look at. There you go.
And so it's kind of this thing of like the Rams have shown me that they are trustworthy. The Colts have not yet. Obviously, if the Colts beat the Rams, then I don't know what more they have to prove, because it's not just that they've won. They have dominated, except for the, who did they play? Did they, Jaguars or they played one team,
the Colts,
where it was like, yeah, they dominated the Dolphins, and then they had a 1 point win, and they beat
Denver by one.
That's who it was. Denver is it, aside from that one, like they've punted one time in the whole three weeks.
Yeah.
So they've been able to score. So it'll be interesting to see this game. I don't have that confidence in them yet. Like it could turn out that it's all just a fluke and that they've been playing easy teams.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas
yeah,
the Rams, deserve. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We are on the Bears bandwagon now. We think the Bears are going to beat the Raiders in their home territory. What convinces us of the Bears beating the Raiders? I think for me, partly because, as Chris Broussard says of First Takes, he's not sleeping on Geno Smith. He's comatose on Geno Smith. I don't see the Raiders really doing anything worth respecting at this point. Geno, you could see it coming. He had that breakout year 3 years ago, and then he's had a steady decline in every quarterback category since. And so there was very little convincing that convinced me he's somehow going to flourish back up. And then you have how they're using Ashton Jeanty right now. That is like not really at all
weird.
And so
yeah,
I think they have a lot to start figuring out yet. Now they probably are going to have a better defense than the Cowboys did. So I don't expect Caleb Williams to put up big numbers, but I do think this is a game the Bears could get.
Excuse me. I am 3-0 in predicting the Bears' schedule. I predicted them to lose the Vikings, Detroit, and to win against the Cowboys. And so I'm, part of the reason I'm saying that the Bears are going to win is because it's what I had predicted, and I'm just going to keep going with that. But yeah, for all the reasons you said, and I think the Bears are getting, I think they are getting it together offensively, and they have a little bit of a stretch here to iron some things out and see what they do out of the bye.
Yeah, for sure. I'm not convinced the Bears have a very good defense. They did hold the Cowboys to 14 points, but CeeDee Lamb was out most of that game.
Yeah.
And in all three games, like there's clear lack of chemistry between Dak Prescott and George Pickens at this point. So there's going to be a lot. Yeah, I'm just not convinced that their D defense is really what's going to win. But I do think they're figuring things out offensively. But now you have the Ravens going in to the Chiefs. The Chiefs, mind you, haven't played very good, but they have played pretty good defense. The Ravens have not played very good defense.
Yeah.
I think the Ravens are going to walk away with the win anyways. Make your case.
I didn't put a lot of thought into this. Oh.
Is this another one the nephews influenced?
Yes. No. You want pictures of Liam? I'm sorry. I think the Ravens need this game a little bit more than the Chiefs, which is kind of a crazy thing to say because the Chiefs started out 1-4 would be, or 1-3 would be wild. If the Ravens lose this
either team
game,
is going to go to 1-3.
Yeah. If the Ravens lose this game, I would almost say their season is lost, which isn't probably actually true, but I mean, they've played the Bills, the Chiefs, the Dolphins, and who?
They Bills haven't Chiefs, played the Dolphins.
The Ravens?
Did they?
No, you're right. You're right. No, you're right. Anyways, they played some, like after this week, they'll have played some of their significant rivals. And if they lose to all of them, then why would I think they're going to win, you know, out? Now,
sure. You
know, their schedule might get easier. I mean, they certainly play in a division where it could get easier, but I don't know. It's mostly vibes.
So the Ravens,
I think the Chiefs Ravens are still decimated the Browns on offense, and they need in the Ravens need a get right game. The Ravens beat the Browns.
41-17 in week two. So that's kind of a referendum on the Browns defense, perhaps. I mean, elite offense could get them. I think it's interesting you say the Ravens need it or else they're lost. That might be true. I also think the Chiefs might. Like the Chiefs,
yeah,
their schedule might be getting a little easier here too. Yeah. I just think, now obviously the Eagles went into Arrowhead and beat them, but I think it's really hard to beat the Chiefs in Arrowhead.
Yeah. Again, I didn't think about the home.
And I'm hoping
field advantage.
I'm hoping I can gain ground on you.
Yeah.
So the Packers, we have the Packers playing the Cowboys.
Yeah.
This will be
they lost to the Browns.
Interesting game. They lost to the Browns. They're coming in. Micah Parsons has his
revenge game.
He's probably going to have a pretty big game, his revenge game. There's no tribute going to be had for Micah Parsons. I saw Jerry Jones announce that this week.
He's so petty.
Which is, it's just crazy. Yeah, I think the Packers are going to do this. I think Love will look great again. The Cowboys' pass defense is really, really weak. Maybe they've improved in their run defense as Jerry Jones.
Well, didn't Clark get
presented?
Clark got injured. The
is he injured?
Packers player. Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, the former Packers player. So yeah, I do think the Packers will get this. They'll probably win by a score too. I mean, obviously, if they win, they'll win by a score. But I guess
at least a score.
A 2-point win is not a 1 score.
Right.
But they would need to score to beat them. Jets at Dolphins. I was surprised you picked the Jets. You think the Jets are going to beat the Dolphins after how the Dolphins played against the Bills?
I think, the Dolphins played really well. I just think their culture is in shambles. It seems like it. And when I listen to Mike McDaniel talk, I don't get inspired, but maybe his team does. I don't know. He seemed so cool and so fun and whatever. And now it just feels like he has no leadership.
A little bit of a wet noodle. Yeah.
Whereas I think Jets and Aaron Glenn, I think they'll get it together, and they really played the Buccaneers really well. And I do think that the Buccaneers are a good team. They're probably not quite as good as the Bills. So like, the Dolphins almost are playing competitively against the Bills is much more impressive.
Sure.
Both of them are coming off of heartbreaking losses, you know, where they played really well and then lost in it.
Yeah. Yeah. And Tua has been like their biggest Achilles heel has been Tua protecting the ball. And so the Jets have a chance of getting some takeaways. If they start 0-4, you think McDaniels is gone? Do you think this is the first firing?
I wouldn't be
like
surprised.
In some ways to me this seems like they've got to win or else, or maybe if they started 0-4, Tyreek Hill's gone soon or something. Like I don't.
Yeah, they start trading.
Is there any recovering from that? Bengals at Broncos. We just watched the Vikings blow out the Bengals. Bengals are going into another team's home. I'm not sure if there's a whole lot to say.
It's a rough stretch for them.
It is a rough stretch. Feel bad for Chase, only slightly.
I don't feel bad for Chase at all. I don't like Chase.
So those are our week four picks. And so come back and join us in our next week's episode, and we'll see how
we
things
did.
Turn out. But now, as we wrap up this episode, we are going to enter into the most foolhardy task a sports commentator could possibly do, and that is to try to predict who is going to show up and take home the Lombardi Trophy. Christopher, we'll start with you. You think the Chargers and Bills are going to end up in the AFC Championship and that the Eagles and the Buccaneers are going to face off in the NFC Championship, and the bold means you think those are the winners that show up in the Super Bowl, Bills
Super Bowl
versus Eagles. Why?
So it's kind of funny how, like, I think it feels weird to say right now.
Pictures of mama.
It feels weird to say right now that Eagles are going to repeat. Like that feels like a big statement. But then when I think about who's going to go back to the NFC Championship, Eagles, maybe Lions, maybe Packers. Although, like I really don't. Yeah, I'm kind of off of the Packers again. Bucks, Rams. Who am I forgetting? So when I actually think through the NFC teams, it's like Eagles have a clear shot back to the NFC Championship. And then when it comes down to Eagles or Bucks, I just think realistically, Eagles are the better team. And so then it's like, yeah, I think Eagles are going to repeat. Maybe not. I don't know about win, but between the Eagles and Bills, probably Eagles would probably win. The Bills, there's a certain amount of, like, I think it's time. I think they really want it. I think they have a really good running game. And so there's a certain amount of old Patriots where it's like, you have this incredible quarterback. He's an incredible leader. A good running game. And then like an assortment of offensive players to throw to, no big names necessarily, but options. The Chargers feel like a really complete team, really consistent. I know that they had an injury, so we'll see, I guess, how they are going forward. No, Harbaugh wins a lot. Anywhere he goes, he wins.
Mm-hmm.
Chargers and Buccaneers, I mostly just added because I think it'd be fun. And I mean, of the teams that have a legitimate shot, they seem like they'd be fun. And so I'm kind of willing it. And then between the four of them, Bills and Eagles seem most realistic.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so a lot of people in the opening game of the Bills season, they played the Ravens, and a lot of people around the sports nation, NFL nation, were thinking that's a preview of the AFC Championship game. We rehashed that in our last episode a little bit, why we think the Ravens are kind of, at this point, you can't really... They're going to be a playoff team. They'll probably come back and... Their yeah. division's very weak, and so I think they'll win their division, but actually going deep into the playoffs, I agree. I think these four teams have as good a chance of any to be able to make it into the final four, and you have, as your Super Bowl winner, the Philadelphia Eagles again. You think they're going to repeat, and then next year, everything's going to be, can they three-peat, which the Chiefs cannot, and then the Chiefs will probably come and beat them, and then the Chiefs will win again, and for the next 10 years, it's going to be a back and forth between the Eagles and the Chiefs, which one can actually accomplish the three-peat. No, you didn't say all that. I'm just filling out this story for color commentating. Why do you think the Eagles will beat the Bills? The Bills have looked like they have a stronger offense.
Yeah, I think that the Eagles are just a more complete team, and they've shown that they can do it, and the Bills have not. And so, also, I mean, Philly is a fun town to be in when their teams do really well. I work for a business that would, you know, we were swamped the day we had the Super Bowl parade, and so it'd be kind of fun. I wasn't able to experience that because I was signing papers to buy our house that day. So I would love to be able to experience
about that. No, Philly is a very passionate town, city of brotherly passion is maybe a better way to say it, even though it means brotherly love. I think, like I said, I don't think we pick against the Eagles right now. This is, they're proving to be that team that finds ways to win, period. They're ugly.
Yeah.
Having said all that, I'm going to pick against the Eagles.
Interesting. I think
the Eagles will be in the Final Four, but I think there's a good chance the Colts could have some legitimacy to them and that they face off in the AFC Championship against the Chargers. And I don't know, like, obviously, your picks are very pragmatic, like based on history. I kind of scrapped history to a certain degree. Jim Harbaugh is very much wanting to win a Super Bowl. So there is a history motivating him, a fire under his belly. And I think we're seeing the Chargers team come into what they always could have been with Justin Herbert if he only had a good coach to guide the whole organization as a whole and to develop the grit and the mentality. I think the Chargers and Lions both have similar types of teams in the physicality and their kind of bite your kneecaps approach. But I think the Colts, I think they're legit. I think they could go deep. And for all everything else against him, Danny Dimes has won a playoff game, womp womp, against the Vikings. And so he's been there. He can do that. I've always liked Shane Steichen. I think he's been somewhat shafted the last couple of years in his quarterback situation there with the Colts. Maybe the next few weeks I change my mind about the Colts. That's partly why I don't have them winning. But I think the Chargers will be there at the end. It could be Chargers Bills. I could see that as well. I'm just kind of, I went back and looked at the Tom Brady era. And you have Tom Brady and the Peyton Manning era. There were years, believe it or not, in between there where Manning and Brady were not in the Super Bowl. Like one of them was not in the Super Bowl. And so I think it's very likely that there are going to be Super Bowls, even though I do think Eagles have this sort of coming into a dynasty type sense in the NFC, and the Chiefs are very much in the middle of a dynasty. But I think this could be an off year where there are some non-Eagles, non-Chiefs in the Super Bowl. I think the Lions, the thing that stood out to me in the Lions-Ravens game, and we'll see how this fleshes out here against the Browns as well this week, but I think the Lions want, I think they have a chip on their shoulder that they have not yet completed. And so I actually don't see them. Like, I think they can be beat, both the Eagles and the Lions. Like, we saw things with the Packers in the first couple of weeks where they look tighter than anybody else. Right. We saw some things, you know, there hasn't been a whole lot outside of that that's shown good probability. But the Rams are another team that they have experience. They have a good, solid defense. Maybe they could pull it in. But the Eagles are led by a quarterback who kind of carries with him that, like, we're going to show you time and again, you're going to count us out, and we're going to show you time and again that we can do this. We can take it the whole way. I also think the Lions as a whole team, they really want it. And I think that's starting to come out. That first week being blown out by the Packers may have been somewhat humiliating. However, I think the Chargers could win it all this year. I'm going to go with Justin Herbert and the Los Angeles Chargers and Jim Harbaugh. There's part of me that's like, I want the Vikings to be in the Final Four. I think they could be, but I'm trying to be as pragmatic while also imagining what could be in light of what we're seeing so far. So you kind of went with, it's very likely it's Bills Eagles. I could totally see that. I'm going with, like, what if this is an off year and what teams could get it in the off year? I think the Chargers could. So I guess we'll see. Maybe I should have put the Vikings in the Final Four. But
just to call you
right
chef.
Now, I just want them to get that one win. Just the one
playoff win.
We want to see a playoff win before the end of 2026.
I sure hope so.
That would be this year. They have to get it this year. Otherwise, it'd be 27.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you. If you've stuck with us through this all, we'd be curious to hear who your Final Four and Super Bowl picks are. Go ahead and drop that in the comments, and we'll see what kind of arguments we can stir up with one another.